The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's talk about 2021. Last year was my first year doing a vision board. I really enjoyed it.
I was just trying to go back. If you're watching the video version, you're going to see me just zone out. I'm like trying to go back and think, like, did we make resolutions last year?
We did vision boards. None of my visions have come true yet. What is up, friends? Welcome back to the final episode of Overshare the Podcast, the 2020 version. And just saying that makes me very happy. I'm Jocelyn, and I'm joined by Lil, and you better be freaking excited too.
I am. People have just really hit it home how lovely 2020 has been when they go and comment on my last Q&A of 2019 on my YouTube channel, where I say, I really just am hoping that 2020 is the year of normalcy.
Is that what you said?
Literally. That's and so crazy. Many people have been like, oh, this didn't age well. And I'm like, do we have to point it out? Can we just pretend it didn't happen?
But here,
I get it. I jinxed us.
Here's the thing. When 2021 comes shooting in like a star, things are not going to magically change overnight. I get that.
If it just gets worse?
But it feels like a clean slate, like an opportunity where we can all come together and, you know, have a new president and a new moment and a new vibe. I'm ready for it. I feel good about it.
I hope so. And it's not just like 2020 part two.
It's not going to be. Okay. That's what we're manifesting in this episode.
2020 continued.
All right. Well, let's jump in. Are you ready, Lil? So over it.
What she said.
What are you over this week?
I'm over something that I don't think I've talked about yet.
Is this a secret?
It's not a secret. No, I tweeted about it.
Okay.
But I haven't talked about it on too many social media platforms because I didn't want my mom to hear.
great.
Because for some reason she would get mad, even though it has nothing to do with her. That I was pulling into my parking garage and going down, you know, I'm on the like lower level. Yeah. So I have to go down that like skinny ass ramp. Well, I took the corner too tight and just.
You got a love tap, a little love tap tap.
It's more than a love tap.
It's more like a makeout session.
It like looks like someone else hit me, but the wall jumped out.
Is it possible? Should we make a video? As we're shooting this, it's still Vlogmas. We can fix your car. We could watch a YouTube video.
I literally have that written down for an idea for a Vlogmas episode. People have said you could like melt hot glue gun sticks and like pull it out.
Oh, that's cool.
There's basically, it looked really, really bad. Uh-huh. And then I went down and I panicked. I was literally just like, fuck, 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 fuck. And then I like went and got a magic eraser and went back down and wiped off all it because it was a white. I don't even know because I can't even see on the wall where I hit it because it's also not necessarily just a wall. It's like a railing too. It really,
but your car is silver now, right?
Yeah. Yes. So there was white all over it. So I assumed that at first it was just like all paint had been.
Dang. But if you hit that, imagine what people in like larger like SUVs or trucks would deal with. Cause you have a smaller sedan, right?
I don't know how I possibly took the corner this badly.
You were just living your best life, listening to tunes, probably.
But like not even like going into the parking garage. Like
I don't know, man. I've been in a lot of accidents, so I have no right to speak about
it's
anything.
Just, like I want to be like, oh, and the car is new. It's like not that new anymore. I got it a while ago. But there was white all over it, so I took the magic eraser and cleaned that off, and then it like wasn't quite as bad.
Okay,
but it's still. I like showed Lisa and she was like, it's still pretty bad.
But here's the thing, between Lisa and you and Chris could definitely probably fix your car. Definitely. Well, probably.
So basically there's two major like dents that I think if those got pulled out, like the rest, it's not great. Like there's a couple scratches, but it's not like horrible, it wouldn't be that noticeable. It's these two dents that are bad. So if I could get that, so I read the hot glue thing and then someone else, I'm plungers.
Oh, genius.
Which I would have already tried, but I don't have one.
I have one at my house. It's never been used. So perfect. It's not, I don't know why I have a plunger.
My car.
Actually, my Teresa, our amazing housekeeper that you and I both share, mm-hmm. who has not been to my house in like 6 months.
I was like, I mean, I don't know if I would call her my housekeeper anymore.
I love her.
I need to use her.
She uses the plunger to clean my shower. I don't know how or why, but whatever she does is magical. So
something to your drain?
Maybe. I think, yeah. And I even have a drain cover to catch all the hair and a tub shroom. Mm-hmm. They're called. But anyways, that's neither here nor there.
One of my showers, I need to like call a plumber because the drain thing is stuck. So I can't like take it out to clean it.
I have a guy for you. I got a good guy. He grew up in Downey with my brother. He's one of his best friends.
I'm surprised you have a guy and it's not just your dad.
No, dad. Phil does not do plumbing. Phil doesn't do plumbing and he doesn't do electric.
I'm going to need Phil to come and do some
hole patching.
Spackling.
Yes. As we know from your last move, my dad is very good at filling in holes. And at my last house too, I had a huge hole in the wall. Huge. And he just filled it right in like no one would know.
Yeah, I'm dreading eventually move. I mean, I'm not dreading moving. I'm very excited to eventually move, but I'm dreading taking down my wood panels.
Oh, crap. I forgot about
that. When
those
went up, it was a disaster and they didn't all go up great. And it's like command strips, but they're strong.
Well, you know what? That's okay. I have a guy for that. I got a lot of guys for
all
that. Oh my
God, shut up.
So don't worry. And that is Bill when I say that.
Anyway, have you said what you're over?
No, I haven't. And I have a few things I'd be willing to talk about.
oh, you'd be willing to share with us? Thank you.
That I feel open to sharing that are not too personal. This is something I've talked about before, and sometimes I have mixed opinions on it, but it's controversial at best. Honestly, fruit needs to stay out of salads. It needs to stay out of anything savory. If you give me an apple slice in some sort of Brussels sprout dish, stop ruining it. Keep the fruit separate from the vegetables. If it has a pit, unless you're an avocado, I don't want you near any of my vegetables, all right? If you are a beautiful salad, calling yourself a Waldorf salad, you have these great cheeses and maybe a nut of some sort, and then you go and put a strawberry in it, get out of town. You're ruining my life. I like my flavors separated and I don't want fruit in my mix. I'm over it. Do you care? Lily's like, I don't eat fruits or vegetables actively.
No, so we've talked about this. I actually love fruit, but it's like when you live alone,
yeah,
it's like to buy it, it goes bad. So like I have strawberries in my refrigerator right now, and I think I've had like two and
put them in the freezer. Put them in the freezer. Freezer
game.
But
then I'm gonna forget about them.
But at least they're not rotten.
And they're just there taking up space. My freezer's not that big. I need space for ice cream.
You should become a smoothie queen next year because I know you like a good smoothie.
I do love smoothies. Yeah. They're the perfect Thai food because it's a beverage and it's food at the same time.
You know what? We need to get you a magic bullet for Christmas. Christmas, as we're shooting this, recording this, has not happened. And I think that you should put that on your Santa list this year.
I feel like I went through a phase of that, like, maybe when I like lived at home still. It was like, no, it was definitely in college. It was like a time I was like trying to be healthy and I would buy a bunch of frozen fruit. And I don't know.
Tell me about this healthy era of your life.
And by healthy, I mean, it was like probably just like trying to lose weight before going to Vegas or something.
The other thing I was going to talk about besides the whole like mixing fruits and vegetables, which I love both, I just have trouble mixing them, is this new thing I've realized about laundry. I hate it in general. I hate laundry. And I'm grateful that I have a laundry situation in my home now. But I'm tired of folding it. I'm just tired of folding laundry. I think it should end. I think everything should just be like in a ball or hung up or something. I think it's just a waste of time. It's like wrapping Christmas gifts so that you could just unwrap them.
This is also something I agree with, but not to a point of like finding a solution. I instead just throw all my clean clothes on the floor of my room and then they sit there until I either wear them or I decide that I try and wear them and then it's too wrinkly.
Yeah. I mean, we can't do that here because also I don't like clutter. Like I'm not like totally OCD.
It's in a room that I can like
shut off.
Leave.
I don't have a space in my house that I can like shut off and leave.
It's I don't know how you
surrounding
live.
Me. So, which brought up something else. My mind is all over the place. I just had another thought pop into my mind because I was just watching the most magical video of all time on YouTube, Desi Perkins, her fertility journey, which has been widely watched on YouTube. Gorgeous family. She just had her baby and she did a vlog of the birth. And it was like the final episode of her fertility series, which is really great. You guys should go watch it if you haven't. And they were talking about like what their game plan was when the doctor was going to come in to like actually deliver the baby. And she was like, okay, mom, you sit right there. And then Steven, that's her husband. You're back over here behind the sheet, I think is what she said. And it just reminded me of like, how I think a lot of people are like, oh, when I give birth, I want my partner, if they're having like a vaginal birth, I want my partner to be like back here so they can't see like my vagina really open and get scarred for life. And I'm like, LOL. After watching two humans shoot out of my sister's vagina, here's what I'm here to tell you that other people will not. There it is so open. There is so much happening. You are not escaping it. You will see it from any vantage point. It is just the whole room is full of this openness. All right.
How did we get here?
I don't know. I think opening gifts, opening presents, wrapping gifts. I don't know. I just felt the need to share that. Also, I have had maybe 47 coffees today. So that's
Jesus
where we're at.
Christ. Okay. Melissa, want to roll the fan over it? What did you guys say today? What did you have to vent about?
Hi. My name is Jennifer. Jenny, I am calling to share what I'm over right now. I'm currently over people telling you what your experience is or what your limitations are. I have a friend who is in her mid to early 20s who has rheumatoid arthritis, and she's constantly told that she's too young to have this disease or she couldn't possibly have it. Because they know people that have it and they don't have the same experience. And I've experienced this in my life many times, just in general, plus being plus size. In general, I find people are surprised by my speed, strength, flexibility, you know, stamina, what have you. So I just thought I'd share that, and hopefully you guys, well, not hopefully, but you guys probably have an experience similar to this, especially with other people pressing their limitations or what they think your limitations are on you. Thank you so much. Love the show.
Yes, Jenny. Bye. Yes, Jenny. Say it louder for the people in the back. Lil, I know that this speaks to your soul personally.
Absolutely. I don't think people understand until they can experience it or it happens to someone close to them what it's like to experience an invisible ailment of any kind. It's so hard to explain. And I actually just saw a Taylor Swift TikTok last night that came to my feed that it was from her new thing. Is it
her new movie, the Folklore movie on Disney Plus? Yeah, Disney Plus.
That feels weird to me.
It's a new foray for her. She was a Netflix gal. Now she's with Disney.
Right? Yeah. I need to watch it. Anyway, it was a clip from that. And it was her basically saying that she's been thinking a lot about people that struggle with addiction or anything that they, addiction and then also like chronic illness or something that they have to deal with every single day and how there isn't someone to like pat you on the back every day to be like, you're doing good. You're still like trying, even if it didn't feel like it. And I think that that's the biggest thing that people don't realize. And that the limitations with my back, it's so unpredictable that it might seem like I'm prioritizing certain things of what I'm doing. But in reality, it's literally like, there's a day that it doesn't hurt. I'm not going to just not do anything, which for me ends up usually like overdoing it. And then I can't do anything later. But regardless, it's frustrating for anyone else to, when your body is already limiting itself, for then someone else to try and put any kind of parameters on what you should or shouldn't be able to do. It's like, fuck off. I have enough to deal with.
Yeah. And I think it even lends itself to a bigger conversation, like what Jenny was saying about herself and her friend who has rheumatoid arthritis, is that, like, unless you're a doctor, unless you have been solicited for an opinion, do not give anything that is not positive. Why? Unless someone is literally hurting themselves, just say, like, just empathize with them. I think it's so annoying. Another thing that I've been seeing that Cammy from Moomoo posted that I really spoke to me was that she lost her grandfather to Cammy is one of the founders of this amazing clothing line called Show Me Your Moomoo. I follow her on Instagram. She lost her grandfather to COVID in March. So right when all this started, and she said, just a quick tip for people who find out someone has lost a loved one to COVID. Do not have your first question be, oh, did they have a pre-existing condition? Like, as if then it's okay. My parents, I don't even think I've told you this. One of my parents' friends died last week from COVID and very healthy, no pre-existing conditions. But when I tell you every time that my parents bring it up, it's the first question someone asks. This guy is like 60 years old and just like literally dropped dead. I think it's so crazy. Like, just have some empathy. Just say, I'm sorry.
Also, and then not to, I agree, but And in defense of their ignorance, that I don't like people don't, I think people are so in the dark of what it's like and they aren't necessarily familiar with it happening to someone close to them. So like, there are still people that genuinely don't know if it's real because they're like,
totally,
I don't know, I just see it on the news, the new fake media, blah, blah. Exactly. I don't know people that say that, but like,
but they do,
but there are people that say that. So I like, not that that would be my first question, but I would, I would admit that I would be thinking it.
Absolutely.
I think that people are just like so quick to say it because they are genuinely wanting to know so badly because they are still trying to navigate it in their own mind.
100%. But I do think like Jennifer makes good points. It's like, people need to stop feeling the freedom to give unsolicited feedback on things that they are not experts in. Point.
You got another
blank.
One.
Period. Skin. Stop. Oh yeah.
Skin. I mean, like. I know Megan has talked a lot about this. I have like over a year ago when I first started getting really bad hormonal acne, that when people comment, they're like, "Wash your face more.
Oh, drink no more shit, water. Dude. Seriously."
Okay, if someone is posting that they have like a severe acne, do you think they haven't tried the like
basic,
bare minimum basics of skincare? Like, no, come on. And a lot of the time when people are venting about it, like it's expressing that there's a problem and that they're looking for the answer themselves. They're not looking for just like a normal person to be like, this worked for me. Well, cool. Everyone's skin is different. And clearly this is a bigger issue that someone like a professional needs to diagnose. So yeah, I guess if you want to share what worked for you, but like, why are you sharing it to someone else that didn't ask for it?
Exactly. And I think
when it escalates to like a much bigger level, like something like rheumatoid arthritis, like,
absolutely.
People just put their nose in things that they want to be helpful. And I think it comes from a good place, but I don't think they realize that it just adds to all the
stress of it all. And I think what Jenny said too is a topic that you and I have talked about, and I know I've talked about with a lot of people, and that is this whole concept that like thin people are in good shape and that people who are considered by society to not be up to the standards of whatever is deemed healthy looking are not healthy. That's a crock. Okay, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. I know some people, some of the most unhealthy people I know, you would never know from like looking at them or whatever.
I was raising my hand, but then again, people tell me I look unhealthy all the time.
Great.
Which that alone is such a sliding scale of what is deemed that like looks healthy weight-wise. Because during my quote unquote, like, weight loss journey, which like
you never coined anything.
Yeah. Like I, and also like I still have people commenting. I'm like, I haven't dressed like I've looked the same for like, yes, I've, especially I guess during quarantine, maybe I've lost a little more weight, but not purposely. And not like it's when people invest themselves so much in other people's bodies, it's,
I mean, just stop.
It says more about you.
Absolutely. And then I think about like, I think we talked about this on the show, but like someone like Chadwick Boseman, who got so much flack before he passed away on his social media about losing weight and not looking like the part that he was playing. You have no idea what people are actually going through in their real lives. And I think just in general, the main takeaway is like, just be empathetic, be kind to people. Instead of offering a negative opinion, just like, how are you is a nice place to start.
I started to say that during my weight loss journey that I didn't coin, that it started that I think there was probably genuinely, I think there's maybe a week or two of like, you look great. Otherwise it went from I was the chubby one to you look great for 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, suddenly it was, you look sick. You have an eating disorder. You're disgusting. Something's wrong with you. And I'm just like, yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
But it does say more about the people commenting. And I know that that's like a Pinterest quote that your mom will tell you growing up or whatever, but it's actually true.
Well, especially on the internet.
Because, yeah, especially on the internet. And I'm just not here for it. That one lady that left me a comment that said I look like a sick skeleton, I was like, I will call your boss right now. I found out where you work.
You had people that literally commented on a video because you mentioned calories, which you weren't even pointing them. Like, it was just because that's how it was advertised.
It was crazy.
That's how you were.
Yeah, I had to take that video down. It got so much flack.
Meanwhile, telling people that they should starve themselves.
Yeah, definitely not a fan of that. But Jenny, thanks for calling in and sharing, and love what you had to share. Also, would love to encourage the rest of you to call in to the show in 2021. Please do.
Jenny, send your friend our best, and we hope she feels better.
Totally. So our phone number here for this voicemail is 562-661-8729. Call us, guys. We want you on the show in 2021. Leave a voicemail 3 minutes or less outlining what exactly you are over, because this is a safe space where friends vent and share and just we're heard. You are heard here. Okay. All right, Lil, are we ready to jump into the nuts and bolts of the show?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We've all survived.
My info for my Vlogmas day one is like, oh my God, I'm doing Vlogmas. I mean, weirder things have happened in 2020.
I like that. I like that.
It is strange. But
And if you guys are bored and haven't watched Lily's Vlogmas, she's going to vlog at least 12 days. So
I swear that wasn't a shameless plug. That was unintentional.
What else are we here for?
I mean, but now it is a shameless plug. So, I mean, yes, go watch Vlogmas.
Okay, so Lil, 2020 has been a year. It's been a lot of things that we were not anticipating or expecting. Mm-hmm. We did manage to get a podcast off the ground due largely and only in part to Melissa, our producer. Shout out to her.
Round of applause for her.
Round of applause and snaps for Melissa. But like, let's talk about 2021. Last year was my first year doing a vision board. I really enjoyed it.
I was just trying to go back. If you're watching the video version, you're going to see me just zone out. I'm like trying to go back and think, like, did we make resolutions last year?
Yeah, we did vision boards. None of my visions have come true yet. We still have a little time left.
I think I had a really rough back I don't even remember filming that. I feel like that whole month was a blur.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I should rewatch that. What was on yours?
A few of them was like, I was going to meet Kris Jenner. I was going to meet Oprah. There was like a lot. I was going to get a new house.
There were lofty goals.
There was a lot of lofty goals. But I like to make, you know, wild goals. And 2021 seems like a year for a fresh start. So before we jump into 2021, though, what is one thing, big or small, that you are glad happened in 2020? And it could be anything, okay? Anything. It's taking you a while to think of something. Have you found the Dunkaroos cookies yet?
I guess my back has improved.
It has, actually. That is true.
I'm glad I went on that trip to Oregon that just happened.
Yes. Yeah, traveling. What is that? My gosh.
Exactly.
Crazy.
So I'm like, that hasn't happened at all. Or actually, your wedding was in 2019.
That was really fun. I did like our wedding. Same. I will say one of the things I have thought a lot about in 2020 that I'm grateful for is that we had our wedding. We have no life milestones happening right now. I feel really, truly most bad for like kids who are like missing all their.
Did you just say what you feel most grateful for is your wedding? No, that's
from the previous year. Oh, yeah. My most grateful thing from this year. Honestly, by the time this comes out, hopefully this is public, but like Kris and I have really like upped our game a lot with the house flipping stuff. And I think we wouldn't have been able to do that. I would not have had the time in 2020 had we not been shut down to be as involved with that. This year we did 5 projects. Five houses we flipped.
I thought you were like about to reveal that you were pregnant or something. Oh.
No, I won't do that live on the podcast.
Interesting choice for an exclusive, but
no, this will not be the exclusive. But yeah, I'm excited that we are like really doing the house flipping thing, like big time. 5 projects this year in 2020. Only 2 of them are public. There's 3 that we have not talked about yet, but hopefully by the time this podcast is out, one more will be able to like reveal to the world. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. It's like really satisfying before and afters. You've seen some of the pictures and videos.
See, I don't know if I would have as much fun actually doing it, but like the thought of doing it and like having someone else do what I would want, love that.
No, too. That's true. And that's like where we're getting like now as we're progressing with this business, it's like, we're less like the ones doing the spackling and the grouting and more hiring people because honestly, just time. We just don't have time. So anywho, that's been super fun and really like satisfying in general. And I'm glad that we got to learn more about that in 2020. But here we are, 2021. What are 3 things you're manifesting? I like to put things out into the universe because who knows? Honestly, maybe the person who's going to make this dream come true is listening.
You always say that. And it's true. Who do you think listens?
Oh my gosh.
Are they?
Agents, lawyers,
not that I don't love all of you guys, but I don't feel like I don't know who in the world would be able to just suddenly grant these anyway. But number one, I would like to manifest moving specifically into a house that has a yard.
Where? Let's manifest it. Where?
I would prefer to stay in the General Valley area, but also even my mom brought up, she goes, could you go like a little further?
Yeah. Why not?
And actually we've talked about that. Like, because the price range I'm looking at, it's like, if I pay what I'm paying now, I can get somewhere. But if I paid like 500 to 1,000 more or something, it would be like significantly nicer. So potentially we've talked to George, we've all discussed that like maybe if there was somewhere I found that I could have a studio space that then we use for shared. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I wouldn't want it to be too far because I would other people are going to come to it ever. But if it was just like even off like somewhere like closer to like Tarzana, like off like Reseda or something.
Absolutely. Which is like,
I don't know. It's so much cheaper. It's ridiculous. It's like you can get like a 4-bedroom house for what I'm paying for an apartment.
It really is unbelievable. Like the real estate costs all over Los Angeles County. Like even Chris is helping some of our friends buy a house as their agent right now. And they were looking in LA and now they're like, we want to look in Downey, which is where I grew up. And these homes that, I mean, they're still very expensive, yeah. But I think they're looking at houses for like $800,000 that are like, which I know depending on where you live in the country is like wild, but for $800,000 in Los Angeles, like where we live,
down, do you?
Some people put down 5%. Some people put down 0%. It just really depends on where you want your mortgage to lie and like what you want it to be like. But I will say for people who are like, oh my gosh, $800,000 is a lot of money. Yes, you're right. That's an insanely wild amount of money. But also buying a house is more attainable than I think most people think. Really and truly, I mean that. So anyways, so you're getting a new house to live in with a studio.
I'll be renting, unfortunately. But yes, hopefully either a 3-bedroom that one of the rooms is
like a
just
studio.
Like filming room or a 2-bedroom that has like a garage that could be
converted,
used as one.
Amazing.
And then a backyard for Max to frolic about.
Yes.
I would love to, get a boyfriend. Ooh! That would be nice. Ooh! But like, that's a little difficult during the pandemic as well.
I would love to have the opportunity to set you up in like some sort of like PR stunt relationship.
She has been fucking saying this for years. She's like, we need to get you in a public relationship.
Yes.
As if Jocelyn has ever been involved in any kind of like PR scandal.
I would like to get into one.
But also, like, no.
Why not? You should date like David Dobrik or something, and then you guys could vlog together and you guys could make his videos from 4 minutes and 20 seconds to 8 minutes and 40 because you could split the edits. It would be great.
No. So I just, yeah. So finding a boyfriend would be nice that is not a YouTuber. I actually wouldn't mind if there, it would be so convenient to find someone that's a YouTuber that has a very similar.
What about like, Mr. Beast? I like Mr. Beast. He does good things. Is he married?
Well, I was about to, I don't have any idea, but I was going to say that isn't famous. Like someone that's like, very irrelevant, such as myself, that like they're home and free to do whatever. Like basically we could like, I don't know. He's a daily travel blogger or something. So I just like go on trips.
Again, like I've been saying for years, you need a professional athlete. Preferably like the quarterback. That's also,
yeah. If it was someone else that needed to travel for work that they like wanted to just like have me come along.
It's got to be the quarterback because you know he's got the brains in the situation. Okay. And he's off season when you meet. So you have 6 months to get to know him, but he's busy working out all the time.
But football, then don't you that you have to move where they play?
And he has a private jet, Lil. He has a private jet. You and Max hop on. You go. You could make documentary films about his rise to stardom. And you guys could fall in love.
See, no, what would be great is I need to date a musician.
Oh, even
which
better.
Which literally just said that out loud and it sounds terrible.
It's a great idea.
But, and then I just like, and their tour document.
Zed, I've been wanting you to date Zed forever. Zed needs to be your guy.
That, a DJ is perfect.
Yes.
DJ is actually that is 100% perfect.
Zed also knows you because he tweeted you once. He did.
Yep. We are very close since that. I think he liked my tweet.
What about Calvin Harris? Is that guy still single? He looks good in underwear.
I'll take it.
Great. Glad we have two options for you.
Glad we definitely will have so many people listening that will be able to help me achieve these. Goals.
Most likely one of their agents, managers, lawyers is listening to this stellar show. They're going to connect us.
I've said in the past because I've gone on dates with a few songwriters.
Oh, yes, you have.
That I'm always very nervous with that because I'm not good at lying. And you can't date someone that makes me, you can't date like any
they
kind
have
of
to
artist.
Be good.
I don't
they have
think
to be good.
That you don't like their art. So if it's like a singer that's a bad voice or a musician that's just like, no, they have to be good.
You know,
and not even like you have to be famous. No, no, you just, you could not be successful. You just have to be good.
100% could not agree more. I was actually reminiscing about my handbell career the other day. I could probably connect you with some people in like that sort of world, maybe like an organist or something like that.
Anyway, my third thing that I'm manifesting is, actually I haven't, I don't know, what should the third thing be? Just that my back gets better.
Yes.
Fully. I feel like it's been improving over time, but, and I've visually seen like a physical change, mm-hmm. Recently, but, to the point that I don't have any days where I am doing nothing.
100%. I do think, as someone who has been on this journey as an outsider, obviously, but has seen your progress, I think you are making good steps. Big time. So 2021 is your year for...
And thank you for your endless support.
Duh. Obviously. Hello.
In leniency with my flakiness.
Lay duh, dude. I'm so excited for your house, your boyfriend, and your back.
I'm just going to live my dreams in 2021. Well, I even said to my mom, though, like when my back is fully aligned, it literally feels like I'm on drugs.
Like, ooh, like
it's
good.
It's just... I feel like I'm floating. It's just the best thing in the entire world. I was like, if... And you know, when you're sick and you're just like, oh, I would do anything to feel better. And I would appreciate being healthy so much more. If my back would just fucking stay in place and just be normal. Oh my God. I'll sign up for a fucking marathon.
Oh my gosh. I'm quoting you on that. That'll be so fun.
I'm going to regret saying that. I hope I regret saying that. I hope we get to a point that I can regret saying that.
I hope. Let's start like a 5K. A 5K would be good.
There
I
we think go. You we'll start off small. Yeah. A turkey trot, maybe.
LOL. I did that once. It was so boring. Loved it.
I actually feel like I would actually be capable of doing.
You would. You're in good shape. Stuff.
Well, because I used to not be able to because of my feet and my bunion issues, but that's all better now too. So.
Wow. Big strides. It's all happening.
What about you, Joss? What are you manifesting?
Okay.
You're going to have a baby.
I would love to have a child in 2021. Find one, have one, whatever. It would be great.
Find one.
grow our family. We would like to
I thought you were just saying grow expand. One. I was like, well, that's where I was thinking. But
yeah, that's on the to-do list for sure. Also, would also love a house or like a bigger space. We definitely want to buy a house.
Not a one-bedroom apartment.
No, I mean, this place is so cozy. And I think cozy is the best way to describe a place where like all of your stuff is closing in on you and it just very fuzzy, but also
but you're a fully grown adult who has acquired I don't know how you have all the stuff it's because it's at your parents' house. That's her secret.
No, my dad threatened last year to throw all my stuff away. So I had to go over there and get stuff. He does not know. Gosh, I hope he's not listening to this. That like a couple months ago when we went over to their house, he didn't know, but I snuck a bunch of other stuff back in.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, there's no way you're hoarding it all in your apartment.
But it's not
I knew
a lot.
You haven't thrown it all away.
The main reason we are able to live this life is because Chris came into this relationship with nothing. Literally.
He's like the ultimate guy. He's nothing. Like, oh, I have this shirt.
When we started dating, not started dating, but like more serious, Chris's brother moved to LA at that same time. So Chris gave his brother all his furniture, everything. His brother had everything. So coming into like living here, he did not
have
anything.
Didn't they live together?
Yeah. And then Chris, I was like, what happened to your stuff when your brother moved?
But then he basically moved in with you.
And then, and then I don't know where his stuff is. So I'd like to get a new house, hopefully a fixer-upper, 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms with a lot of outdoor space. That's my goal. Definitely in LA somewhere. Hopefully like
somewhere
more
that you can have like little barbecues
yes.
for us.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I love entertaining. I love hosting people. And it's been really weird not being able to really do that during COVID.
Can you come to the Valley too?
Yeah. Oh, live in the Valley. Well, that's the thing is we've kind of decided like we want to stay closer to the ocean if possible. I mean, who doesn't want to? I mean, but it does limit us. It does limit us. If we moved to the Valley, we could afford something a lot bigger. But
well, it's just the housing options are a lot, and there's more just houses with yards.
Yeah.
But like Santa Monica, I feel like there's occasional, like my friends actually had a really cute place that had a very decent size yard.
Oh, that's nice.
I guess had a good job. So they probably paid a lot, but the parking for if you ever have people over is a disaster.
Exactly. So we're more thinking not like beach cities, but just more west, realistically with what we could afford. And because I mean, like for Chris, for example, why do you move to LA? From Arizona to not live near, because he likes surfing.
Don't act
too.
Like being in the valley is like living in Arizona.
It's not, but he wants to be close to like be surfing more.
I get it. So, he's active.
Yeah, he's very active. So there's that. So those two. And then the other thing I would really love to have happen is I would like to either get into like final steps or like officially get like some sort of show for the house flipping thing.
Oh yeah.
I would like to do that. So hopefully that happens. And there's a few other like fun business things on the horizon in regards to that. And that's pretty much it. I think those are like my three main things. And I'm trying not to have like too wild of expectations for 2021. But
I'm not going to be like, I want to travel to 5 different countries and do it. Like, no, I don't know if that's even happening.
So where are you traveling?
Well, I had a deal with Discover Puerto Rico, which is like a very indefinite in the future, whenever circumstances permit, to go visit again. Similar
I had
to
the
when,
same thing.
Yeah. So I'm super excited for that. And I've been talking to Alyssa, my friend that lives in Wisconsin. She had a trip to Puerto Rico already planned, but they had to cancel it.
Oh, fun.
So her and her husband are going to plan another one after she has the baby that she's about to pop out right now.
Yes.
So she actually just sent me, I've never seen them in Puerto Rico, but you know those like igloo tent things that you can like do like stargazing? She sent me, they have those. I've been thinking like, because I might coincide the or coordinate the trips to go at the same time. To go to like more of the, since we did like the old town, like old San Juan and stuff in the city, to do like the rainforest and stuff.
You should. I've heard that it's beautiful. I think actually they took another PR trip, the same group that took us to Puerto Rico, to that area before we went there.
And that's the nice thing about this. Like the last time it was nice because they planned everything for us and it was just like, here's your itinerary. Come do all this amazing stuff. But this time they were like, we'll give you like a stipend to plan the trip and then you can do whatever you want. So
I love that too, honestly.
I know. And I asked, it'll obviously depend on when everything's safe to open travel. And travel again. But I was asking like, are there any like holiday or like cultural things like to like times of years to like shoot for like
that
any
would
like
be
festivals
like
or anything. And she did send a few back. So I feel look into those. But
oh, I love that.
Otherwise, I don't have any. I wanted to go to Joshua Tree since my birthday that I canceled last March.
We still have to do that. For your 31st birthday, we should get a redo.
Have you heard of, they're called getaway houses?
Yes, absolutely. I'm on their email list and they look so cool.
Guys, if you haven't heard of them, this is not sponsored, but
let us go to your house, please.
They actually, I think I have an email back and forth with them that they'll I think they're only like $200 to.
Yep, they are.
For a night, for a weekend.
Yes, for a night. Yeah.
For a night. But guys, if you're interested, like it's kind of, I would say it's like borders on like a glamping kind of experience, that they have these little houses that are like set up in, I think they probably like 10 different locations across the country.
Yeah.
That it's like, you pick your major city that's closest and then it's within 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's like a 2-hour getaway. And it's like, they're kind of like these like square, like it's basically
shipping
a bed
containers.
And like,
they look like shipping
that
containers that are converted into little houses.
But like with a huge homes. Window. And then it's just like, I thought about going alone, but then I think that I'm like going to get taken.
Don't go alone. You'd have to be on FaceTime with me the entire time. And that's just too many minutes, honestly.
I guess, should we share well?
We should share well. We definitely should. And also, I just want to say that we are excited to continue doing this podcast in 2021 and, you know, just continue moving and shaking with the times. And you guys, thank you for being here. You know, we appreciate you.
The world might be ending, but we're still going.
Don't worry. The world is falling apart, but at least you have us.
So long, Cherwell. I hate us so much more now.
Okay,
shall we share well now? Something positive.
Let's share well now.
On that
let's
note.
Do it. Okay, Lil, what brought you joy this week?
We're filming this in advance, but what really, I have to admit, brought me the most joy this week was the finale of The Undoing.
Oh, damn. I asked you yesterday if I'm allowed to watch it. You said yes. I have not yet. I'm a little nervous.
You said that. I was like, I just had a flashback in my brain. Like, did I already talk about this on the podcast? But it was that we were all on Zoom yesterday talking about it for something else. So got it. Yeah, guys, highly recommend. I told Jocelyn that she was allowed to watch it. I compare it to the vibes of like Big Little Lies.
Love.
It's only five episodes? Four. No, I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
I just assume Melissa knows everything. but it was a limited run series and it's done and it was just great. Twitter went crazy.
I know. That's why I've been like so curious about it, because everybody I know has been posting about it and just fully freaking out. I don't even know what the premise of it is, but if Nicole Kidman's in it, sign me up.
It's, I'm not even going to explain it.
Who's the co-star? Who's the guy in it? Why am I blanking? Hugh Grant. I've heard of him.
Yeah. Oh, you've heard of Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
A little known actor.
Yeah, I've heard of him. But you know what? He doesn't really act.
The little kid in it, though, is amazing.
He doesn't act that much anymore because you know what Hugh Grant said? He just wants to spend time with his family.
Oh.
What? I love it. It's great.
He plays a
really wholesome guy.
A very interesting character here. And the kid is so good. And apparently he's British, which Lisa claims that she's like, that's why he's good. All the British kids are good.
They really are, because they like those accents. I don't even care what you say. You could be like, I have to poop.
But he's not talking
cute.
In a British accent.
Oh, wow. Well, then I don't know.
You don't
what to
know
say
he's British.
That. He's that good of an actor. That's impressive.
He was great.
Interesting.
But highly recommend it. It's on HBO.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll have to jump into that at some point.
What brought you joy this week?
Oh, my.
Not a show about murder?
No, because as you know, I only rewatch Friends, Gilmore Girls, and holiday movies that are so cheesy.
You've branched out and watched a lot more content this quarantine.
I have. I've watched a lot of like documentaries, the Blackpink documentary, obsessed with them. I'm a Blink for sure. Michelle Obama's documentary, finally got around to watching it. Cause like, you guys have to understand, I don't have free time normally. So the concept that I would have time to watch like full episodes of all this stuff doesn't make sense. I watched all of David Letterman's show. Amazing. Great interviewer.
I love the Liz Ho one.
Yes. Amazing. Really, really good. But that's not what brought me joy this week, because I watched it a few weeks ago. What brought me joy this week was that I finally went to this grocery store that my whole family has been raving about forever, because it literally cost like $5. And I was very skeptical. But I made this small trek to like a shopping center, like a little bit away from where I live, to go to a store called Aldi, A-L-D-I. Literally, I bought 32 items and my bill was $45. It's a grocery store and everything is like, okay, for example, avocados, 49 cents. Avocados usually cost like $2.
What would you compare it to?
Well, you know, I'm not snobby. I'm like a down for a deal.
Is like a Whole Foods?
But if you are going to like a Whole Foods or something, Whole Foods is like probably 10 times more expensive than Aldi for sure. And there are some things that I'm a little sketchy about, like with meat, for example, I'll only buy that from certain places. But hey, cilantro, I'll buy that anywhere. I
like
don't
a
care.
Smart and Final.
Yes, it's like a Smart and Final, but cheaper. Yeah. Cheaper. Oh. Yes. So I think I'm going to do
like a dollar store and a Smart and Final had a baby.
I don't know if it's like as dollar store. It's like a step above dollar store.
Yeah,
it's like
Smart
less,
and Final, I feel like it's like normal.
But Smart and Final, I feel like only has large quantities of items.
No, Aldi, they're like actually like a full-on grocery store now.
Oh, I gotta go check that out then. I have one down the street from my
There's
house.
There's one actually. Next to my sister's apartment. That's the only reason I've been there.
So I've been considering, riddle me this. Tell me if you think this is a good idea. I should go to Aldi and buy like one list of stuff, take the same list and go to Erewhon, which is a store that's only in Los Angeles. That is so expensive. It will blow your mind. I want to do like a comparison video because I have a feeling it's going to be like wild.
I think that some people would find that interesting, but
are you one of them?
I would not subscribe.
Oh my gosh. Cause I'm genuinely curious about.
I'm sure someone's done that. Google it and see if it's done well.
I should. It probably has.
Or if you just think it's interesting, you should do it anyway.
You know what? Thank you, Lily. I appreciate
your dreams.
That. But I do
watch it because I'm supporting you.
Thank you. I do love Aldi. And I was blown away by the prices. If any of the owners of Aldi are watching or listening to this, please send me a gift card so I can come back. That's all. That brought me joy this week. That's my life now. Grocery stores bring me life. You know what used to bring me life? Going to other countries and like hanging out with Tom Hanks. But now this is where we are.
Yep. Well.
Oh, what a great
2021. Way. I hope you bring us a little more joy. And everyone, it's been a tough 10 months. How many months is
it? 10 years.
End of March.
Okay. It's been a year. It has been a year of it, but I'm feeling hopeful and optimistic for 2021. Jen, I really mean that.
Just stay strong. Hopefully we can all make it out of this alive.
We're all in this together. High School Musical.
That'd be something funny. I haven't rewatched that recently. Maybe that should be a Vlogmas activity.
That's a great idea, actually.
How my brain's thinking. I'm like, what am I going to do to show people that I don't just sit and get high on my couch?
Obviously, watch a children's movie made 10 years ago.
Which I would just show people that, but I think I'll get demonetized and then
what's the point?
A couch to get high on. So, you know.
Exactly. And with that, what a great place to wrap up. Thank you to you guys for supporting us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for calling in. Thank you to our producer, Melissa, for making the show a real living, breathing thing. Thank you to you, Lily, for being my PIC all these years. And
thank you to you, Joss. Peace the fuck out. Thank you guys for sharing your time with us.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.